Reading from Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 8. I tell you, whoever declares publicly that he belongs to me, that is, confesses me before men, the Son of Man will do the same for him before the angels of God. But whoever denies publicly that he belongs to me, the Son of Man will also deny him before the angels of God. Now, anyone who says a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But the one who says evil things, that is, blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, will not be forgiven. So then, when they bring you to be tried in the synagogue or before governors or rulers, do not be worried about how you will defend yourself or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, you know, it is a rather frightening thing to think that Jesus, our Master, could say to you and to me, "I don't know you, he talked to me." Just think that he would deny us. I suppose the most graphic example that we have in all of Scripture of a disciple denying Jesus Christ, it was Peter. And I think we can rightly ask, why didn't Jesus deny him? But more to the point, why doesn't Jesus Christ deny you and me? For if we know anything of Scripture at all, and in particular the example of Peter, we are the ones today who have committed this sin. So why doesn't Jesus deny? The little lesson that I read to you is a part of a series of lovely words, through chapters 12 to 15 in this gospel that Luke has put together from our Lord's ministry. And at first glance, the various words seem to be unconnected, disconnected with each other. But as you continue to look at these chapters, in particular 12 to 15, it begins to dawn on one that what Luke is doing here, he has arranged several things of our Lord which describe the church in mission. And as you look at these various things, there are several foci that one could pick out and rearrange all the others around it. For instance, the church in mission is a church that lives in repentance, that walking the narrow way, that certainly ought to be aware of the sin of hypocrisy, of the sin of living for the pleasure of this world. One could pick out the focus of the church in mission caring for others who are in need, and especially the church in mission goes after her own law. But I would suggest to you that the focus that for Luke here in describing the mission of church, the mission of the church, and around which he arranges all the other things, is the one that I just read to you. That the church in mission is confessing Jesus Christ before men. The church confesses Jesus Christ before men when she walks the narrow way, when she is concerned about her own erring and loss, when she lives in a continual state of repentance and the like. Luke would have us to take very seriously, obviously, the mission of the church. Because if the church denies that mission and fails in it, she then can not only bring disaster to the world, but also to her own self. And it becomes quite frightening when you realize, as you look at these various things in these chapters, and relate them to the luggage that I just read to you, Luke is trying to tell us, you have failed. The church is failing. And that is a sin before God. And that he wants us to take this quite seriously. He attaches to this luggage what we call the sin against the Holy Spirit. It's interesting to note that while Matthew and Mark, the other two synoptics, put the so-called sin against the Holy Spirit in connection with the Pharisees charging Jesus in the name of Beelzebul, you are casting out demons, Luke does not do that, although he also gives that parenthesis. Rather, he puts it only with this legion here of our Lord. And by so doing, he wants us to realize the sources of sin in which we are involved in. That we are denying our Lord by not carrying out the mission of confessing him before the world in the various ways that he then goes on to describe how we are to do this. Now, this of course does not mean that every time we deny our Lord, we are committing the sin against the Holy Spirit. Well, obviously, Peter could not have come to be tempting if he had. But this certainly is telling us that the church, the Christian, if she were to remain in this sin and refuse to repent of it, then, at least, he certainly wants us to take this matter to heart. If I ask you again, why does the Lord deny you and me? If we don't repent, brothers and sisters, we can rest assured that the Lord will deny us. Do you want that word spoken over you before the angels in heaven? I don't know you. Confessing Jesus Christ, according to Luke here, and the way, in the way that he puts around this legend here, the other legend, he is telling us that confessing Jesus Christ before the world begins with repentance. When the church is in repentance before her Lord, he then is, you can put it in the process of, or beginning, or through that, he is confessing Jesus Christ before the world. And when he's not living in constant repentance, he will deny his Lord before the world. Now, it's a kind of repentance that obviously is aware of the fact that we have been praying our Lord. So we have not, at least as we also have been, confessing Jesus Christ before our fellow men. It is a repentance, a very special repentance, that is fearful of God's sentence over us, I don't know you. It is a repentance that comes to God not for applause, but for mercy. And then, most importantly, it is a repentance that comes to Jesus for forgiveness. And that by the Spirit has set a thing. Despite the shame of denying the Lord, but by the Spirit that still looks to Jesus Christ and knows because of his cross and resurrection, forgiveness and mercy, and through that forgiveness, dear to God, you belong to me. You love me more than anything else in your life, or follow me, but somewhere or other, a faith that holds on to the promise in Christ that God still owns us as his own. It's a repentance that has the command of God's mercy over it. You are mine. I own you before my angels in heaven. I say that's where confession Jesus Christ before the world begins. And if we are now to ask, why doesn't God deny us? As we look to him in faith in Jesus Christ, he can. Because he denied his own son. Then he brought a judgment of our sins. And our comforting it is for us, we, his failing servants, our comforting it is for us to know that he waited in sacrament, that he remembered of our lives, and we are living each day in this hope we can go to him through the cross and know that God in his forgiveness touches us, telling us, I own you as mine. But confessing Jesus Christ does not remain there. It goes on. Through repentance, a church in mission is always repentance. But through that repentance, a church in mission always also is actively, by very means, confessing the name of Jesus Christ before the world. Because that is the purpose for which the Lord has left her here for a time, as a short time yet. But that is the work that the Lord has given to us, that we can confess his name. And according to Luke, every experience in life, every situation, every relationship is the arena, if you will, is the courtroom where the world puts us on stand, where we must then confess Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We must do it because he confesses us as his own. And we must do it because we are his witnesses. We have seen the Lord and we know him, we know his mercy. And Luke would have the truth to know every moment of our earthly existence, we stand before the world and we confess Jesus Christ is our Lord. Because Luke, more than the other synoptics, illustrates the truth in mission, because Jesus Christ has declared us to be right, he more than any other sees the truth in mission by way of this tremendous change. Because Christ has declared us to be right by what he did for us. The Scripture declares that righteousness to others by owning him before the world. And finally, the truth in mission, confessing the name of Christ in the glory of heaven, where we will stand with Christ as Christ confesses us to belong to him. But every single time that we confess now the name of Jesus, it is a reflection over the way Christ, who declared us to be righteous, confesses us to be his own. Christians, I hope that you have a holy fear, as I must have, of God denying us, because we did his own. But may that holy fear, as God would have it to be, motivated to look to the cross always and hear the comforting word, you are mine. And then we spend the rest of our lives with every ounce of our intellect and strength by the Spirit to own this wonderful name forever. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.